California Governor Gray Davis today signs into law a bill designed to reduce carbon dioxide emissions from cars and light trucks. Scientists believe these emissions contribute heavily to global warming. The bill passed the California legislature despite fierce opposition from the auto industry. The new law will make California the leader among states trying to control greenhouse gases from cars. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Gases such as carbon dioxide, or CO2, are byproducts of automobile engine combustion. And while CO2 itself isn't toxic, it is a culprit in global warming because it helps trap the sun's heat and raises the temperature of the atmosphere. That's what scientists call the greenhouse effect. The bill Governor Davis signs today requires state air quality regulators to come up with standards to reduce greenhouse gases by the year 2006, and it gives automakers another 3 years, until 2009, to comply with those standards. Davis called the attempt to reduce greenhouse gases the greatest environmental challenge of the 21st century.
I freely admit that California can't solve this problem by itself, but the worst thing we can do is to do nothing. There is a scientific consensus. Many Nobel laureates in California fervently believe that global warming is a problem, that carbon pollution greatly aggravates it, and that we have an obligation to do what we can in California.
California officials believe the best way to reduce greenhouse gas emissions is to increase fuel efficiency. Environmentalists universally praise the bill, while automakers are holding their noses. Aaron Shostak is a spokesman for the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers in Washington, D.C.
Well, this bill would be all about pocketbook pain with no environmental gain.
Shostak said Californians will wind up paying more for their cars, light trucks, and SUVs, or possibly face limited choices in the types of cars that can be sold here in the nation's largest automobile market. And Shostak warned that California is overstepping its bounds by trying to set fuel economy standards.
And fuel economy standards are set at the federal level, not at the state level. So there's a preemption argument that this is unconstitutional. The proponents of this bill can call it what they will, but this is just a fuel economy bill that they're trying to pass at the state level. You can perfume a pig, but it's still a pig.
The bill's author, first-term Assemblywoman Fran Pavley, says California isn't trying to preempt the federal government, but she says Washington isn't acting fast enough in curtailing greenhouse gases. Besides, she adds, California is a traditional trendsetter.
We have been out in front, not only in the United States, but in the world, on a lot of issues related to air emissions, whether it's catalytic converters or unleaded gas. Countries throughout the world sort of rely on California to make these investments in technology.
Actually, it won't be California investing in technology as much as requiring the automakers to do it. And their spokesman, Aaron Shostak, isn't much impressed by California's record for setting trends.
And California is also the leading exporter of nuts.
But the effort to reduce greenhouse gases has strong public support in the state, judging from a poll by the nonpartisan Public Policy Institute of California. It found that 81% of those polled support mandatory limits on greenhouse gas emissions. Similar sentiments were expressed by the attorneys general of 10 other states. They wrote a letter to President Bush last week urging stronger federal action to limit greenhouse gases. All the attorneys general signing the letter are Democrats. Governor Davis says he would prefer that Washington take stronger action on global warming, yet he also believes that other states will follow California's lead. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.